Gay Stay Nation! This is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Gay State Sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Gay State University, on another episode of Gay State Saturday, June 14th, 2025. My name is Eddie Greer III, host of this podcast, all things Gay State Sports, whether that is football, men's women's basketball, men's women's track and field. Coming up, Colin Corbin, a new era of women's soccer, volleyball, so much more. It's the first time listening, very first time listening to an episode of this podcast. Thank you so much. Eddie Greer III here in Kansas City, Missouri, here coming to you on this Saturday. Women's basketball. This came up a lot during the day yesterday. I figure, you know what? Let's go ahead and do the episode on it, right? So, women's basketball, right? Come on, K-State women's basketball coming off of a Sweet 16 performance. They're going to have three present and past players play on some different teams here or leagues coming up here in the near future. And I'm actually going to start with the newest incoming freshman, K-State. I haven't heard this name yet. Well, Gina Garcia, G-Squared. Yeah, I'm going to give you a nickname already. Incoming freshman will have a busy 2 months before arriving in Manhattan. Right now, she's still overseas right now in Spain, and this is the very first time that we have said her name on this podcast. She's going to be part of the 2025 roster. Well, obviously, that's why I wanted to start her, because next two, y'all should damn well know those names, but Gina Garcia will be playing for Spain. Give me those notes back. For the FIBA U18 Women's Euro Basket in Las Palmas, Spain, next month. That's July 5th through the 13th there. And also the FIBA U20 Women's Euro Basket in my... let me see. I'm not even going to try that. In Portugal. We're going to say that it's a city in Portugal that I cannot say on here in August. So, two little tournaments there for Garcia before coming to Manhattan, Kansas, to make her debut, to get ready for her debut for the women's basketball team. And of course, Jeff Mitty, the head coach of the K-State women's basketball team there. The Euro 18 League. Spain is in Group D. It will be matched up with Turkey, Chelsea, and Poland. Spain was the runner-up to France in last year's event. And of course, the flip side of the coin of that, the U20 League. Spain is in a group with and will face Lithuania, Israel, and Belgium. Again, Spain in this league, in the 20 league, also runner-up as well. So, could not get over the hump to win a championship there. So, Garcia will look to help be a part of that here next month and in August as well, when her country goes against these other countries in Europe. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Eddie Greer here on this Saturday afternoon. Saturday, June 14th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. This episode will probably come out at some point next week. Obviously, she's not playing until next month anyway. So, with me being gone throughout the second half of next week due to going up to Minnesota for the rest of the weekend. So, you're going to have episodes. So, I'm recording, stacking episodes, baby. Stacking them pennies, baby. Stacking pennies. That's right, Cool LaJoy. So I'm just stacking episodes right now. So, you're still going to get, for next week, you're still going to get episodes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then, of course, I'm going to have episodes ready to go for the rest of the week for y'all on the podcast. So, definitely, I'm going to have y'all prepared. So, if news breaks, K-State for K-State, it's going to have to wait till I get back, not for sure, but that way, hey, we got a lot to talk about. So, we're not just holding down with football and men's basketball. We're trying to cover all things K-State Sports on this particular podcast, and that's why I want y'all to subscribe to this podcast, Everyday Podcast. Not once a week, not twice a week, not once every month, every day, including the weekends as well. Eddie Greer here for this women's basketball episode of the podcast. Back to Garcia. She has had extensive international experience as well as playing for Spain in five different international competitions and for the Catalan national team before this summer's tournament there. Last year, Garcia played for Spain in the same tournaments there, helping Spain to the silver medal in the U18 League, four assists, two rebounds, averaged just over a shy 5 points a game there. and 20 minutes a game there as well. Also helping Spain to a bronze medal in the FIBA U17 World Cup. She was second in the tournament with assists, 5 a game. Assist to turnover ratio of 3.3. 7 points a game. Average shy of 3 rounds and 2 steals there as well. And then, of course, another last thing here before we go to our familiar crowd, right? Gina Garcia selected All-Star 5 honors in 2022 in the U15 League while aiding Spain to a gold medal finish and helping Spain to another gold finish in 2020. In that same year, the 2022 U15 MEDOC tournament, and was named tournament MVP. So, already I can tell, Garcia, distributor of the basketball. See, this, I haven't heard this name until reading this article. And so Gina Garcia is going to be one of the newbies on that team, replacing the likes of Serena Sundell, Jalen Glenn, the Glenn twins. You know what I'm talking about. Tamaya Poindexter, Iokalee and company. Yeah, so Gina Garcia will begin her collegiate career at K-State, folks, coming this fall here. And speaking of Serena Sundell, well, back to her real quick. Playing for Seattle, getting drafted by Seattle Storm, the WNBA playing right now as I speak. We'll play the 3XBA in the Pro Women's FIBA 3-on-3 tournament held at Spokane Hoop Fest in a couple of weeks, actually. Not this upcoming, not next week. I believe the week following that, June 27th through the 28th. There, and will feature 32 of the most elite basketball players in the nation competing in the official Olympic 3-on-3 format. The tournament will serve as a FIBA 3-on-3 Women's Series qualifier, and the winning roster will earn a bid to the Edmonton stop of the FIBA 3-on-3 Women's Series in the beginning of August, August 1st through the 2nd there as well. Y'all know what it is. Our girl, Serena Sundell, got drafted by the Seattle Storm a couple months ago from Maryville, Missouri, at a tremendous career at K-State, and obviously, I am not going to go through the whole thing, obviously. Her resume, obviously, if you've been listening to this podcast since we started this podcast with Serena Sundell coming to K-State, they're well-decorated. The all-time assist leader at K-State was drafted by the Seattle Storm in the third round there as well. So, Gina Garcia, you got a lot. Speaking of newbies, yeah, Gina Garcia, again, trying to fill those shoes. But again, congratulations, Serena Sundell, on entering into that. And why not? Gabby, another G squared. Yo, G. Gap goat. Gabby Gregory has signed to play professionally in Puerto Rico. We're going international, folks, in the Women's National Superior Basketball League with the expansion franchise, Monarcas de Juana Diaz. That's a mouthful. I had enough mouthfuls on one day. I don't need another. But she's going to be doing that as well. And of course, she was the first player to transfer to Jeff Mini's squad there in ever. Also, hitting the 1,000 mark. Point mark. Actually, yes. Oh, hang on a second. What? Yeah, 1,000 and 115 point marks. Also in a career as well, playing in 44 games at Kansas State. I was gonna say, yeah. Also scored, yeah, double, yeah, 44 games. What the hell did I just say? She was double figures in 44 games during her time in Manhattan. Of course, she's been coming at back to K-State regularly. Well, that's, and not just for women's basketball. And this is a good thing. Not just for football. She's been there, baseball. She was up with the team while they're in Washington for the Sweet 16 as well. So Gabby Gregory making an appearance down there in the league. We'll get some work in the league as well. And she ranked Gabby Gregory, another G squared, which again, Gina Garcia, G squared. Well, Gabby Gregory, 5th in K-State history in career free throw percentage, 80% shooting from the charity stripe there as well. Look, we should know these players there as well, but just a little bit of an update on our alum. Now, Serena Sundell, not an alum now for K-State, and Gabby Gregory, been an alum for a while, but knowing that she wanted to come back. K-State. But yeah, I mean, Gabby Gregory made some noise yesterday. I saw that. So yeah, man. So women's basketball, K-State women's basketball, trending, continuing to ascend, sending these players out. And again, another player that I cannot, Jordan Spire, another girl that y'all should get used to hearing. Competed in the, the McDonald's All-American Tournament not too long ago. So, that's two newbies right there. Gina Garcia, Jordan Spicer. Jordan Spicer, pretty talented herself as well. So Garcia, Spicer will be teammates, obviously. Your will be current teammates in the fall there, as well as Serena Sandel, Gabby Gregory continuing to enter, getting nominated and entering into these leagues and game and teams at three on three and Puerto Rico leagues and all that other stuff. So congratulations across the board, and I'm sure we're gonna be hearing. It's not gonna be the last. Obviously, we hear Serena obviously as her Seattle Storm are playing right now. I believe I have to go check that. Maybe not, but anyways, yeah, Gabby Gregory finally making an appearance there in one of those leagues as well. So congratulations to the ladies. And of course, we'll be keeping a special eye on Gina Garcia as she will be making her trek to Manhattan in a couple of months. For a project podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where podcasts found. Free and available daily. We're going to chance to record K-State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your K-State podcast, make sure you add us to your collection of podcasts. We're going to be still rocking and rolling with content every day, including talking Iowa State, getting y'all ready for that game in Dublin, Ireland to kick off the 2025 college football campaign for Kansas State. You want to make sure you're locked into this podcast. Podbean app, Rear 3 Ace Podcast, myself and Alex Ain't over there. GRIER, the number 3 EDID Prospects Podcast. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater, a roommate, a newbie, incoming freshman, your next door neighbor, or a current recent grad who just walked the stage about the Pro Project Podcast. That's going to close the book on this women's off-season basketball episode of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports.